710 WOR.
It's Friday. Good morning, everyone. Great weather today. Hot, sunny all weekend long. Seems like a beach weekend. What are you going to... You're going to sit inside and write your book, probably, knowing you.
Actually, I'm going up to a private club in Westchester.
This is interesting.
To see a friend.
Oh, nice. Anybody famous?
No, but a friend of mine.
Oh, that's nice.
That's like a beach. It's a beach.
Okay,
it's kind of a beach club. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to work on my book.
Do you play golf in the heat, Joe?
I do. Yeah, heat doesn't bother me.
I actually quit last Saturday afternoon. I was just...
I love the heat.
Yeah, so do I.
I usually do. I don't know. I guess I'm getting wimpy.
Old. You're getting old.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
A little raisin in the sun over here.
Our big three. You're a sweetheart. Our big three stories this morning. The president caves on his plan to put a citizenship question on the census, but he does come up with a different plan. This is ICE raids are planned for Sunday, also in the big three. A lot of crime and punishment. Jeffrey Epstein's people want a $77 million bail deal. We'll see what the judge has to say Monday. I have a feeling he gets no bail. Also, R. Kelly arrested on more sex charge crimes. He's going to be extradited here to New York. So this guy's in a world of hurt. It's going to be like three separate deals, all kinds of charges.
Well, he's got charges against him in Chicago. Now the federal charges. And Brooklyn, they're going to bring charges against him.
And some of it's child porn. So this guy's in trouble. Rounding out the big three. Here comes Tropical Storm Barry. Huge rainfall. Look out for New Orleans. Michael strenuously objects. It's like he doesn't object to my third item in the big three. He strenuously objects because you think the item should be this
Reverend Amy Butler.
Dr. Amy Butler, the first woman to lead Manhattan's famed Riverside Church.
Yep.
Well, she's been removed from her post because apparently she took some congregants on a sex toy shopping spree. Now, what's wrong with that?
She bought the beaded rabbit, which I'm looking at because Blaine got it for me.
Nice going, Blaine.
How come it's got like a little extra arm there?
Did you read the description on the bottom?
We
can't read
that. Forget it.
Bartlett's interest has been pricked, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Just
man.
Brutal.
Oops.
Just
I didn't really mean that. To
Yeah.
I think you did mean it.
Oh, my God.
I can see Natalie's finger from here. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Her aunt's taking out the purple pen and making notes.
Michael said.
When you were away.
Coming up at 8:30.
Yes.
We have tickets to Line Up Forging Straight Ahead. Lionel Richie concert at Radio City, July 17th and 18th. We'll be giving away tickets to see Lionel Richie. Who doesn't love Lionel Richie?
I love Lionel Richie.
Fun.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
No, we don't want to hear you.
Hello.
By the way,
he's got a great duet with Barbara Streisand, Memories, on an album that she released a couple of years ago. I listened to it on my iPhone.
So you'll have an opportunity. We're going to play a snip of a Lionel Richie song. What? Great, Michael. What do you want me to say?
Actually,
can
you
Michael.
Find that duet, Lionel Richie and Barbara Streisand, Blaine?
No.
Come on, man.
Go ahead, Blaine. What are you doing there?
Lou,
our engineer, said he could. He just doesn't want
to. But Blaine, it's really good. Try to find it.
No, please. Blaine, we used to call in the Army, we'd call it short timer's attitude. Blaine has an hour and 51 more minutes this week.
You know what
show.
Blaine did to us this morning? So we get prep every morning from Natalie.
Michael. Oh, this is funny.
No, this is good.
Yeah, this is good.
And Blaine's prep, it's not up to Natalie's standards, frankly.
Well, it's also not up to her century.
So Blaine sends us prep from 2015.
That was great, Blaine.
It was like things on the Republican debate with Rick Perry. How does that happen?
It was a mistake.
And David Wright's making a comeback with the Mets from 5 years ago.
Were you drunk?
Well, no.
Not there yet.
No. I was putting the prep together, and I put the wrong attachment.
Okay.
That's all it was.
Why do you save attachment from 5 years ago?
I have no idea.
Anyway, Rick Klein's calling. Go answer the phone. We're going to be joined momentarily by Rick Klein, the ABC News political director. Before we get to him, I want to thank our audience.
For what?
Well, the ratings came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And for the third straight month, we are the number one New York City morning news talk show.
We are.
Which is a great feather in our cap, in the biggest city in the world, greatest city, great competition. So not only did we win 3 months in a row, it means we've won the prestigious spring book. We won the whole book, which is great. So I want to thank the audience, but I also want to thank everyone who works here. Because if I can be serious for a moment, I mean, we got some great people, and Joe and Natalie and Lou and Anthony and Terry in the newsroom.
Not Blaine, though.
Well, we have to thank Blaine,
Blaine's
too.
Not really part of our
yeah,
team.
But he is in a way, you know, by default.
I'm good with that. I'm not part of the show.
Let's not forget Terry.
Terry in the newsroom.
No, he said Terry. Okay.
Do you listen to me, Joe?
No.
I said Terry. And Alice, of course. Joe yeah. Neumeier will join us later. So yeah, congratulations to the whole staff. Thanks to the audience, because I know it sounds corny, but we couldn't do it without. If you're not going to listen, we ain't going to be number one.
Look, our job is to give you a little bit of news in the morning and a few laughs on the way to work.
Well, unfortunately, we have to do news. No laughs. We got Rick Klein. Hi, Rick.
I'll laugh with you guys.
How are you? Laughs for us? What's going on has to be somewhat humorous. I mean, you've had an interesting week, and then next week you got Mueller. So where do you want to start?
Well, it was an interesting about face for the president. I mean, he lost at the Supreme Court with the census question. And then everything we were told by top people in the administration was he's going to do something anyway, maybe in defiance. And then he caved. He waved the white flag last night. And, you know, I guess you got to be surprised, but I think I should learn by now not to be surprised by anything this president might do.
Hey, Rick, there's some talk now that Mueller may decide not to testify. What are you hearing down in Washington?
Well, he's getting some support from the Department of Justice, which is telling him that they're willing to help him legally. They've been all over the map on this, frankly. And I think one of the factors here is, you know, what is he going to say? Democrats want this show. They want to be able to say they've asked these tough questions to Bob Mueller. Frankly, there's some Republicans who want to ask tough questions to Bob Mueller as well. Right. So I still think this thing goes through, but some of his top deputies may not testify. And ultimately, the attorney general could still kind of clamp down on the extent to which he may be able to speak. He may not be able to talk about everything.
We are on with Rick Klein. He's the ABC News political director. And Rick, people like my co-host Michael Riedel and Fox News goes on and on. They can't get enough of AOC and fighting with Pelosi, and the Democrats are in a dog fight or a cat fight, as someone called it. Is this as big a story as Riedel and Fox News wants to make it out to be?
I gotta say, it kind of is. To have AOC basically say that she thinks Nancy Pelosi may be a racist,
yes,
is the way she's singling them out. That's a pretty explosive thing. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been a lot of things over a lot of years and put up with a lot of sexism, among other isms, over decades in public life. So to hear that from one of her own is a big deal. Frankly, I thought it'd be a bigger story this week.
I've been pushing it, Rick.
I think it's a big deal. I mean, it suggests some real splits generationally, ideologically, attitudinally. And I think Nancy Pelosi, I frankly thought there'd be more of this. I mean, 6 months into the year, this is the most heated it's gotten. I thought it was going to happen like every week, given the circumstances that some of these freshmen came into office, and given the angst that a lot of people had over whether Pelosi should be speaker.
Do you think AOC is as important as many are making her out to be, particularly on the right?
You know, you can argue it in either direction. On one level, she's one vote out of 435 House members. You add in a couple of her colleagues that vote with her, maybe they're four votes. But there's votes and then there's voice. And the voice that she has, because of her celebrity, because of her knack for getting sound bites out there, because mm-hmm. she's bold as a progressive, makes her far more important. And you can't ignore that. I mean, it's like saying John McCain was only one of 100 when he was a United States senator, or Ted Kennedy. Right. Or Chuck Schumer, for that matter. I mean, there's leadership and there's the ability to control votes. There's also kind of moral leadership and the ability to move sound bites. And both of those things matter in politics, whether you want to believe it or not.
Well, Rick, what's interesting to me, though, is Nancy Pelosi, she had a closed-door meeting, and she said, look, stop attacking other Democrats on Twitter. She's saying to the left wing in her party, don't go after the Democrats in the swing states and moderate districts because they're not left wing enough, because you could put them in jeopardy. And that's a real issue for her majority in Congress, is it not?
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like the worst advice in the world. You know, fight it out on the field of play. Don't go complaining about it, you know, out there on Twitter. But the fact is that there's people like AOC who derive a lot of their power from Twitter. So if you want to muzzle their voices or be accused of that by saying you can't go out there and do these things, obviously they're duly elected members of Congress. They get to do what they want to do.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi only has so much power.
But let's talk real politics here. I mean, is Nancy Pelosi capable in some ways of punishing the squad, these four people, of really showing them that they got to get back in line?
That's a great question. In the old days, yes. But in the new days, I don't think so. If you strip someone of their committee assignments, so they don't get to vote in committee, they become more powerful, though, potentially, because of the forces they can marshal. So she's not someone that's going to be, I think, tempted by or seduced by having better office space or better committee assignments or, you know, more staff budget or something like that. Traditionally, that's moved members of Congress. I don't think that works for this new generation led by AOC.
Hey, Rick, what do you got on the show this week on This Week?
Tom Steyer, the billionaire, just got in. You thought it wasn't crowded enough in the Democratic Party. He's going to be in studio with us on Sunday. We're also talking to Amy Klobuchar, who's trying to occupy that moderate lane in the race. And the roundtable's got Chris Christie and Rahm Emanuel on it. Which is like my favorite pairing when those two get to go out.
That should be fun. All right, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next week. Rick Klein, the ABC News political director. Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
We get back. When we come back, we've got tickets to see Lionel Richie and a new feature. Our associate producer, Anthony, wants to teach old dogs new tricks. This has to do with music. Well, we'll see how this one goes.
And us.
Yeah. See how this one goes. And Mark Simone's coming your way at 10 o'clock.
Hey, it's the biggest and most amazing music event of the year, our iHeartRadio Music Festival. The entire world of music heads to Vegas to watch the biggest artists from every genre share one stage for two nights with performances and collaborations never seen before, and you'll never see them again. This year's lineup includes Alicia Keys, Def Leppard, Heart, Hootie and the Blowfish. Love Hootie and the Blowfish. Tim McGraw, the Zac Brown Band, and a lot more that will be announced soon. Witness music history September 20th and 21st at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. Tickets at AXS.com. And all the info at the concert is at 710WOR.com.
WOR.
All right, stick around because at 8:30 we're going to be giving away tickets to see Lionel Richie. We're going to play you a song. You got to call in and identify that song. Now, because I have the most taste in music around here, yeah. I am familiar with the duet that Lionel Richie did with Barbara Streisand on an album that Barbara, whom I know, released.
Excuse me?
I've met her a few times.
Name dropper!
Anyway, he did a great duet with her on an album she released a couple years ago.
And you asked Blaine to find the song.
It's called Memories.
And Blaine didn't find it. We had a listener who had to send it into us.
Oh,
so great. Thanks,
Ken. That is not true.
That's what happened.
That is not true.
I forwarded it to you.
Yes, you did. But your email doesn't come to me. So
why
I had
that?
To go into production and chop good? It up.
All right, well, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Memories.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Like the corners of my mind, misty water, color memories of the way we were.
Here comes Barbara.
Hit it, Babs.
Scattered picture.
All right, enough.
That's Marvin Hamlish.
So that's some real
and
music.
Alan and why'd you cut that out? Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind.
That's music, but our associate producer Anthony has some real music.
Current music. This better be good, Anthony. I just played you a great song.
What's the premise?
Whatever you have has got to be as good as that song we just played.
What's the premise of this new bit?
Let me wake up first. Hold on.
Scattered pictures.
It wasn't in black and white, Anthony.
Okay, what's your new bit?
It's basically just to bring some knowledge to the listeners about some new music so they can, you know, have fun with their kids and, you know.
Basically
like
a bit for
stuff.
You to have more airtime. That's all it is.
No, I thought it was a good idea when I thought about it.
When you thought it?
Read a little bit. All right, so this is a new song. What's the first one?
It's Ed Sheeran and Khalid. It's called Beautiful People.
Beautiful people. Terrible.
All right, what should we know about this?
It's actually on Ed Sheeran's new album. It's called Number 6 Collaborations Project. It's with a bunch of people that he's collaborated with. It's out today.
Yeah.
And it's got everyone from 50 Cent to Bruno Mars, a whole bunch of people on this one album.
Memories.
It's really good. It's out today.
Oh, I have a cut from the album.
Yeah, here we go. This is music.
Right, what's the second thing? Justin Bieber, what?
This is a remix of Billie Eilish's song Bad Guy. It just came out today.
This is a Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber. It's a remix of a Billie.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy. Ain't no holding back guy. Come off like a mad guy. Always catch a bad guy.
Now, this is good music, Anthony?
Yeah,
Anthony.
It is, it's a remix. It's a big hit, actually. It's
really?
A remix of a big hit from Billie Eilish, who's actually a giant Justin Bieber fan. The single art to this is actually her in her room with a bunch of Justin Bieber posters in the background.
What in God's name is going on here? Anthony, oh my God,
Anthony, you are speaking Chinese.
Do we have translation here?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's working with all these people.
Can you have subtitles on the radio?
We have slid into a ditch.
Okay, we'll give you one more, Anthony.
Memories.
What's this third one, Anthony?
It's, Steve Aoki is a DJ producer, and it's
okay. Steve Aoki, slow down. Steve Aoki is a DJ producer.
Yeah.
And
it's with Darren Criss, who you guys have interviewed.
Oh, Darren Criss, we interviewed. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
He's a Broadway guy. What show was he in?
I don't know.
You're the Broadway guy.
Yeah.
Gypsy. I don't know.
Gypsy.
Oh, wow. Right.
Oh God.
This is new music, huh, Anthony?
Yeah.
This is a segment that's not going anywhere.
I have a feeling this is the one and only segment.
I was going to say, one-bit wonder
One-hit wonder for Anthony.
It's worth a shot.
Thanks, Anthony.
Didn't work. All right, now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see a great singer, Lionel Richie, for one of his two nights at Radio City Music Hall. You got to be the second caller who can correctly identify this great Lionel Richie song.
When you feel you lost your way,
if you know that song, call 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Call now, and you could win a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie at Radio City Music Hall on Wednesday night. Tickets go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And now let's get the news at 8:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Michael.
Did you have any clue what Anthony was talking about with those singers?
For a while, I was with him, but then he lost me.
Yeah.
Right, so after Ed Sheeran, I kind of...
So if we're going to vote on that segment...
Nah.
It's over. Sorry.
Try again, Anthony. Oh, we told you a short time ago about the Women's World Cup soccer player, Allie Long, who lost her wedding ring and her key to the city while she was in Los Angeles. She tweeted out that she was asking Mayor de Blasio if he had a spare key because her key to the city was taken. He has just tweeted, "So sorry to hear it, Allie. Hang in there. Don't worry about the key. Like any good New Yorker, we keep a spare for our neighbors. We've got you covered." So happy ending there.
You all keep a spare for the neighbors, huh?
Yeah, that's what they do in this. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We all have a spare for the neighbor. New York City police have arrested singer R. Kelly in Chicago on federal child porn charges. He's expected to be extradited back to the city to officially be charged with a 13-count indictment in Brooklyn federal court. He's also facing 10 counts of criminal sexual abuse involving four women. He's already pleaded not guilty to those charges. ICE is expected to carry out large-scale raids this weekend, targeting as many as 2,000 illegal immigrants here in New York and in other major cities. These are people who have been ordered deported from the country but remain here illegally. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer condemning the action, saying these people are not criminals.
They are doing what any people would do, any persons would do, faced with what they're faced with. They're simply seeking a decent life for themselves and for their children.
Immigration advocates are telling people that they don't have to open their door for the ICE agents unless they have an official court warrant. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of a Bronx teenager accused of stabbing a classmate to death. The issue here is bullying. Abel Cedeno claims that he killed 15-year-old Matthew McCree in self-defense after years of being bullied. The attorney for the McCree family, Sanford Rubenstein, says that's not the case.
Clearly, the attempt to call Matthew McCree a bully is an attempt to dirty up the victim.
Cedeno faces up to 50 years in prison if he's convicted on charges of manslaughter and other counts. Well, is this brilliant or crazy? A New Jersey restaurant is selling pizza crust without the rest of the pizza.
I like the crust.
Everybody likes the crust.
Some people don't eat the crust.
Well, some people don't, but a lot of people do. Villa Italian Kitchen in Morristown is offering it as a side dish, saying, "We know that the crust is everyone's favorite part of the pizza, so skipping straight to selling pizza crust only makes perfect sense."
There you go.
It's going to go on sale next week, but the restaurant says it's already received calls from people who want to buy it. Others question the claim that the crust is the best part of the pizza. They say it's things you feed to seagulls.
And Dunkin' Donuts just announced that they're going to just sell the whole. So that works out well.
Well, they do. They have the Dunkin' Donuts. The holes are like the mini.
That's right.
What do they call them?
Munchkins.
Yeah. That's not the holes.
It is those the hole.
It's like that, yeah.
Oh, I see. They cut out the hole and that's what they make the Munchkins from.
You've never realized this in all these years that the Munchkins are what they cut out of the hole?
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
We're trying to teach him music and he doesn't even know about Munchkins? Glenn. fine.
I said the whole. I was making a joke, not the Munchkins.
Didn't know what the Munchkins
were.
No,
not what the Munchkins were.
Oh. I've eaten Munchkins. I know what
I know,
Munchkins
but you didn't
are.
Know what they were.
They were they're the hole in the donut.
Oh. Okay. They just made extra little donuts.
He was doing sports. All right. Well, congratulations to Kerry Blazak from New Jersey. I don't know. Wanacue, New Jersey. Never even heard. Well, what is it?
Wanacue. Yeah. There's Wanacue. A big reservoir there. Yeah.
Oh, Wanacue. Well, great place. Wanacue, New Jersey. Congratulations to Kerry Blazak. She was the second caller to identify this Lionel Richie song.
Say you.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's a good song. Clear the phone lines. We have a winner. Clear the lines.
All right. When we get back, we're clearing the lines because it is Open Phones Friday. You can call us with anything on your mind. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Do you think Trump should go through with rounding up illegal immigrants? What do you think about the fight between Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? What did you think of Anthony's music segment?
What do you think of Munchkins?
Should we fire Anthony? After that bit, give us a call, 1-800-321.
What do you think of this show winning the ratings?
That's the big mystery, 1-800-321-0710. Call us when we get back.
In the morning on 710 WOR.
And we've got Open Phones Friday for you. Got a couple of open lines if you want to pop on. There's all kinds of issues, as Michael said before the break. You have the ICE roundup this coming Sunday. What do you think of that? What do you think of the president caving in on this census citizenship issue? Michael also asked, what do you think of the cat fight with Nancy Pelosi and AOC? And he also asked, what did you think of Anthony's music segment we had before? Did you really say, should Anthony be fired?
No, that's the discussion. That's on the table.
Well, with all these important issues, Frank on Staten Island, which is the one you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the music segment.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the example that you picked above the Streisand thing, okay, that's an example of a very romantic ballad. So if you're going to challenge that, you need to compare it with and try to see, like, are there any romantic ballads of today?
Yeah.
Now, are there anybody today that's doing that type of thing? That's the person you have to find, and not the examples that Anthony chose. He's doing, like, dance music. So if you're going to do a romantic ballad that's going to be sung at a wedding, maybe, where are the people up to, instead of the old stuff?
Well, it's Michael Bublé. Bublé does, John Legend? Okay. I don't know. John Legend?
Okay, that's what you need then. You need more of a comparison of today to go with that. I mean, but where is it? I know people exist. They do sing that kind of music. Lots of young people do it. But where are they? No one's getting a record contract.
Good question.
It's only the junk.
All right,
you got to see the movie Yesterday. Wait.
I saw Yesterday. I like that movie.
It shows. That movie shows that even though the Beatles music did not exist, when the guy played them for people for the first time, those songs were still way better than anything of today.
Absolutely.
And Ed Sheeran was in that movie. Hey, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. By the way, our number is 800-321-0710 if you want to jump on board.
Hey, let's go to Orlando in the Bronx. Good morning, Orlando.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Great.
I am for the deportation of anybody that isn't here legally. What I don't like is that we're using this term rounding up. We're not rounding up anyone. And from what my understanding is, and maybe you good guys can correct me on this, is that he wants to deport, he being Donald Trump, people with criminal records? Is that where we are?
That's correct. That is correct.
Okay. That is correct.
So, and now the left is using a new term like, you're separating families. These people are seeking asylum. Now, here's my other question for you guys. If these individuals were seeking asylum, wouldn't they stop in the first country they get to, maybe Mexico? If you're not from Central America or South America, you know, those people may be seeking asylum. But let's face it, we have a lot of people entering into our land, and they are committing crime.
Well,
and I think these are the people that should be deported.
Orlando, we agree. It just should be noted that the overwhelming, vast 90-whatever% are law-abiding and are contributing to society. But there are who have committed crimes, and they're the ones that should be deported. There's
Absolutely.
No question about that. How about John in Rockaway? John, what do you want to yak about?
Hey, guys. Last week you were talking about Ivanka at the G20,
And she's not the problem. It's her husband, Jared Kushner. Last week, Tillerson's testimony came out from Congress. And he said Jared Kushner is meeting with the Crown Prince all the time. He doesn't want to invite the State Department, and nobody knows what he's talking about. That's our foreign policy.
That's a problem. Listen, everyone said when Ivanka and Jared were going to be given such a prominent
high-profile job. Yeah.
You know, but people on both sides of the aisle said, what? Mm. So that's not a bad point.
Hey, let's go to Peter in New Jersey, who wants to weigh in on Anthony's little music bit.
Really?
Good morning, Peter.
You're giving Anthony too much oxygen. Really.
Good morning, guys. Just a quick comment. I think Anthony solved the immigration problem. All we have to do is play that music at the border.
Keep him out.
Keep him out. What? You don't like this? What's wrong with this?
Yeah, I'm a bad guy. Ain't no holding back. Come off like a mad guy.
We didn't even get to this one. Anthony had stacked up a fourth song for us, Michael.
Oh, no.
You want to hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like the song. Actually, this is
best. Well, that's an old song, Higher Love. Now, who
Stevie
does that?
Stevie Winwood, yes.
Stevie Winwood, right. Yep. Now, who did this one?
Anthony,
it's Whitney Houston's take.
Oh, is that?
And it's a DJ named Kygo did the remix of it.
So that's Whitney Houston singing.
Yeah,
but
that's
good.
But the DJ then. Well, this is interesting. Now I'm learning something. So a DJ can take music from a dead artist and remix it and turn it.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
No,
this is not a new thing, Len.
Really? Sounds interesting.
The toughest part is digging her up and getting her in the studio.
She's got clumps of dirt in her hair.
See, you should have led with this one, Anthony. It might have been a more interesting segment.
Actually, did Clive Davis release this
one?
You
win some, you lose some.
I think Clive... Yeah,
you lost this one.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Because Clive told me that he was releasing this song. That's good, though. I like that.
Clive told you.
Yeah.
Clive Davis.
It's gone to... Yeah.
Okay. Name dropper!
How about Mark in Brooklyn?
How about some thoughts. How about it?
How are you, Mark?
Yeah. Mark,
can you get us back on the rails in this show?
Yeah, about Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein and all those people. I notice how they never rape Jewish women. They're always raping Christian women.
Okay, goodbye, Mark. Goodbye.
What's that all about? Jeez.
Don't you Blade, screen, you screen the call?
See, I knew
See,
you.
Natalie would never let a call like that come through.
Oh, yeah, because that's what he said to me to get on the show.
What did he say?
He said, hey, I want to talk to the guys about Epstein. He didn't say he was going to go into an anti-Semitic tirade.
Well, the thing, though,
I don't know if it was anti-Semitic. Maybe he was disappointed or something that they only go after Christian women. Who said they don't go after you? Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
People are
See,
nuts.
Natalie
People are
instinctively
nuts.
Would have known not to put that guy on, Blaine.
Yeah. She does have a sixth sense about
this. She does. She probably is familiar with the caller.
Well, you know what? Just let me apologize, then. I'm sorry.
Hey, Blaine, who's
I'm sorry for a lot of things.
Blaine, who's on Simone today?
Roger Friedman from Showbiz 411.
Oh, I like him.
He's Jewish.
And he's never been raped that we know of.
Oh, not yet.
You know why I'm surprised that he's on the show? Because he is clearly a liberal.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so a liberal does creep onto that show on Sunday.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for you, Len.
Well, I have to wait in line. I just, have to wait in turn.
Friedman, by the way, is terrific. His Showbiz 411 is a great website. He breaks a lot of big, big, big entertainment stories.
Yeah.
Should definitely pay attention to that website.
All right. So that is our mashup. But you know what we got coming up next? This is going to be exciting.
Our mashup?
Well, no, I'm thinking ahead to the mashup.
Open phone.
That's after 9 o'clock. That's our open phone segment. So it all comes together.
You have a visitor, Mr. Berman. Lenny, you don't drive yourself to work, do you?
You want to hear Whitney Houston?
Yes.
But, you know, this is real music. Streisand.
Oh, this is great.
And Lionel Richie, okay?
Memories like the corners of my mind.
So we will have more Lionel Richie tickets coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 8:30 for the Radio
Very
City
exciting.
Concert. Coming up next, we are heading to Katz's Deli and Alice Stockton Rosita. This should be choice. This is the 30th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally, and yep. They have a fake orgasm contest today there, and that is true. Your health should always be your number one priority. That's why I wanted to try and boost my immune system with Balance of Nature. I felt great since I started, and I've truly felt a difference in my health. Real 31 whole ripened fruits and veggies that are grown without chemicals or GMOs, grinded into a capsule with all the nutrients, giving you 10-plus servings of fruits and veggies every day. Well, now, Balance of Nature wants to give WOR and iHeartRadio listeners their best offer ever. Extended for just a limited time, you receive 30% off your first order, and you get free shipping. You have to use promo code WOR. Take advantage of this limited-time offer, 30% off and free shipping. Give Balance of Nature a call at 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Use promo code WOR. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WOR to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping for a limited time. You can even talk to a health coach to help you with any questions while you try them. Take advantage of their best offer ever. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WOR.
O-R.
All right, so this is a segment I've been looking forward to all morning long. It is the 30th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally. And it has, of course, the famous orgasm scene in Katz's Delicatessen. There it is, Meg Ryan.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It's a sound I know well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Alice Stockton Rossini, our Cracker Jack reporter here at WOR, she is at Katz's Delicatessen because they're having an orgasm competition this morning. Good morning to you, Alice.
It's so exciting. I've been here all morning. First, I went out on the street and asked people, did you know the scene where she's sitting in the deli? Billy Crystal says that he can tell the difference between a real and a fake orgasm, and she decides to have one right there. And then the customer looks over and says, I'll have what she's having. Right. So first I asked people, if, you know, guys, if they knew the difference. Do they know the difference?
I'll have what she's having.
What was she having?
An orgasm.
Correct. Can you tell whether it's fake or not?
I think it was fake.
You think that one was fake, but you can tell, right?
Just like Billy Crystal, he could tell.
Can you tell the difference?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Do you think men can tell the difference?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. Do you think guys can tell?
Nah, of course not.
No. Have you ever faked? No.
Of course.
Of course.
This is going nowhere. This is going nowhere. What, Alice?
Yes, it is. No, it's going everywhere. So I asked women on the street, you know, the Katz's Deli is having this contest today, and if you come in and you do a fake orgasm and it's a winner, you're going to get a special deli package, and here's what I got.
Who would do that? Who would do that? No one, for a package of deli meat.
Would you like to fake one for me?
Well, right now.
Sure. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
How about you? Go ahead. You can beat that one. I don't know if they're going to let you fake one. I think it has to be a woman.
Okay. I'll give it a go. I'll put a dress and a wig on.
And you win the contest, you win a package of deli meats.
That is so cool. Is it? I may have to...
You want
to
practice?
It's radio. Nobody will see you.
Come on, it's just us.
Sorry.
That's it?
Yes. That's it. That's
is that I real have. Or fake?
That was fake.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait a second. What's going on here, Alice?
Alice, they're letting guys in the contest?
Well, no, but he's going to wear a wig.
Oh, okay.
And a dress. All right. So he's going to try and do it. But see, Katz Deli just opened, like, at 8 o'clock, and I'm out here at 7 o'clock in the morning going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Finally, the deli opens, and I run around, and I find this woman from Seattle with her boyfriend, and it's her birthday. And you know what she did for her birthday? Hit it.
Happy birthday. What's your name?
My name's Samantha Beamer.
Okay,
and...
Samantha.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it to me.
Okay. Okay. I gotta step down.
It's a family show.
That was pretty good, Samantha.
My God.
You're all red. How you doing? So now you know what was in the movie?
Yeah, no, I know what happened in the movie. I guess. I didn't get the visual.
Oh, my God.
Alice, how can you do this on the radio? It's a family show. My God.
Her boyfriend had never seen the movie. So she said, well, look.
Oh, I'll give you a preview.
And he's turning bright red. So then I found Jake Dell, the owner, fifth generation.
Yeah.
I said, does this happen every week? And then I asked them, isn't there any sausages in this deli package? Here you go. Talk to Lynn and Michael in the morning.
Wow. So we only have a minute or so, but so every day someone comes. How often does someone come in and start doing the scene in your deli?
I don't know, not every day, but at least once a week, and more often at 3 o'clock in the morning than 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I can imagine that.
Every week, yeah.
So I got to ask you, this movie put Katz's Delicatessen on the map worldwide. Were you around when they were shooting it?
Well, I mean, we were around for 100 years before the movie came out. You know, the filming was here. They decided on this place because they were fans of this place. You know, they were eating here one day, Nora Ephron and Rob Reiner, who was the director,
yeah,
and Billy Crystal, and they were sitting and shooting it and shooting the breeze, and they decided, let's film here. So and the rest is history, and somehow we're still talking about
what
it.
What time's the competition today?
It's all day.
Oh, it's all day.
Too. It doesn't need to be here in the store because people fake it at home all the time.
Oh, okay. And what's the winner? The ones you like, what do they get?
They get the shipping package that's on our website called the Wenheim and Sally, or I'll Have What She's Having package. And so they get a chance to win that package sent to them anywhere in the U.S. or to a friend or to a loved one or to make someone jealous or whatever it is.
Do you still have the sign up there that says buy a salami for your guy in the army?
That's right. We do. Since World War II, we've been shipping.
Wow.
Oh,
all right. Well, congratulations. Good luck. And tell
thanks
Alice she's nuts, but we enjoyed every moment of that.
That's a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey,
appreciate
pleasure,
it.
Right. I'm still recovering from that woman.
I can't believe they put that woman on their grave. Blaine, how did you put that on the air? It's all your fault.
We'll do it again at the top of the hour. All right. When we get back, we've got more from one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers. Riveting stuff, part of our TV morning show mashup. But now let's get the news. It's 9 o'clock.